Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Subhadra Ramachandran with the news at 9. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah lauds efforts of paramilitary police and people to end Naxalism in the country, says development reaching left-wing extremism affected areas. Government assures that country has sufficient stock of fertilizers, petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. Lok Sabha passes Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among stakeholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti tomorrow, to also launch multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Vav Tharad in Gujarat. And at Khelo India Tribal Games in Raipur, Mizoram and Odisha enter final in women's hockey. Home Minister Amit Shah said that left-wing extremism restricted the development in the affected areas, but now the development is reaching to these regions under the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Shah stressed that anyone who takes up arms will be dealt with strictly and a bullet is answered with a bullet. He was replying to the discussion in the Lok Sabha under Rule 193 on efforts to free the country from left-wing extremism. The Home Minister said the Red Corridor was created by the Naxalites in 12 states and the rule of law ended in the affected areas. He said 20,000 people lost their lives in left-wing violence and 12 crore people lived in poverty for years without any development. Highlighting the steps taken by the Modi government to free the country from left-wing extremism after 2014, Mr. Shah said, the security apparatus has been strengthened with the creation of 596 fortified police stations. He said Naxalite-affected districts, which were 126 in 2014, have now been reduced to 2 districts. He said that 706 Naxalites were neutralized in encounters from 2024 to March 2026. He said that 2,218 Naxalites were detained and 4,839 Naxalites surrendered. He said Naxalism has nearly ended in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region.
Aaj Bastar se Naxalwad lagbag samapt ho chuka.
Today, Naxalism has been almost eradicated from Bastar. A campaign was launched to establish a school in every single village across Bastar. A drive was undertaken to open a ration shop in every village within the region. PHCS and CHCS have been established in every tehsil and panchayat. Aadhaar cards and ration cards have been issued to the people and they are now receiving 5 kilograms of food grains. The shadow of red terror loomed over the region. That is why development failed to reach them. Today, that shadow has been lifted and Bastar is now on the path of development.
Mr. Shah lauded the efforts of paramilitary, state police forces and people associated with the drive to end the left-wing extremism in the country. He also paid tributes to those youths in paramilitary forces who laid down their lives in dealing with the menace of Naxalism. Mr. Shah also took a dig at the Congress government, saying that former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh had acknowledged that Naxalism is a bigger challenge before the nation, but Congress did nothing about it. Earlier, initiating the debate, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde hailed the efforts of Narendra Modi's government, paramilitary and police forces to make the country free from Naxalism. Participating in the discussion, Saptagiri Sankar Ulakka of the Congress said that several efforts were also taken during the UPA government to eliminate Naxalism.
The UPA government took several steps to eliminate Naxalism. Our approach was multi-pronged. We focus on providing security, deploying security forces, addressing development issues and granting rights to tribal communities. We worked on promoting development. The Cobra unit, which is a unit of the Central Armed Forces, was also established during the UPA government in 2008.
Dr. Bairedi Shabari of TDP alleged that the maximum number of Naxal attacks took place between 2004 to 2014 during the UPA rule. After concluding today's business, the Lok Sabha was adjourned for the day to meet again on Wednesday. The Lok Sabha has passed the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 with a voice vote today. The bill, which was initially referred to a select committee, has been introduced to further amend the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016 to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among companies and individuals. Replying to the discussion on Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code was never intended to function merely as a debt recovery mechanism, but as a framework to rescue viable businesses, resolve financial stress, and preserve enterprise value.
As of December 2025, IBC has facilitated resolution of 1,376 companies, enabling creditors to recover 4.11 lakh crores. So that is the record of IBC, and financial creditors have also seen recovery exceeding 34% of their claims.
Government has assured that amid the West Asia conflict, the country has sufficient stock of fertilizers. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary for Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, informed that the country's urea units are currently producing at 80% capacity. She said that during the Kharif season, the country requires 390 tons of fertilizers. She said that efforts are being taken to diversify the sourcing base other than the Gulf countries.
States have been sensitized to prevent any panic regarding availability of fertilizer. We have sufficient stocks available. Honorable Minister for Chemical and Fertilizer has already spoken to major state governments, the agrarian states, in this regard. We are keeping a strict watch on the diversion, black marketing and hoarding, etc. Efforts are being taken up to stabilize all the raw material supplies, including rock phosphate. Further proactive measures are being taken to diversify our sourcing bases other than the Gulf countries.
Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is adequate availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. She said that the government has taken several measures to ensure this at multiple levels and continues to do so. She said that the country's refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are sufficient.
Desh mein petrol, diesel, LPG.
There is sufficient availability of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG in the country. To ensure this, the Government of India has taken steps at multiple levels and continues to do so. Our refineries are operating normally and crude inventories are adequate.
Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Aseem Mahajan, informed that yesterday an Indian national lost his life in an attack in Kuwait. Expressing condolences to the family of the deceased, he said that India's mission in Kuwait is in touch with the family of the deceased and is coordinating closely with the local authorities to render all support and for the early return of his mortal remains to India. He said safety, security and welfare of the large Indian community in the region remains the government's utmost priority. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Prime Minister Modi is currently engaging in discussions with leaders from various nations across the globe. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Samrat Samprati Museum in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Located within the Mahavir Jain Aradhana Kendra campus, the museum features seven distinct wings, each dedicated to unique aspects of India's civilizational traditions. The museum preserves and displays centuries-old rare relics, Jain artifacts and traditional heritage collections. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation's three projects worth Rs. 3,664 crores under the Ministry of Power at the world's largest hybrid renewable energy park at Khavda in Kutch district. In addition, the foundation stone of Idar Bardoli bypass four-lane road and Dholavira Satalpur section will be laid at a cost of Rs. 750 crores. Shri Modi will also inaugurate packages 1 to 4 of the Ahmedabad-Dholera built at a cost of Rs. 5,105 crore. He will dedicate to the nation project worth 891 crores of the Ministry of Railways. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, Shri Modi will provide housing to citizens in 38,949 houses in 34 districts of Gujarat, which will realize the dream of own house for the citizens of rural areas of the state. Harshal Pandya, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
With the issuance of notification for the assembly election in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal, filing of nomination papers has begun in these states. Single-phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. In Assam, polling is scheduled to be held in single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies. Sibsagar, once the capital of a home kingdom, which ruled large parts of Assam for 600 years, is one of the prominent and prestigious constituencies of Assam. More from our correspondent.
The 96th November Sibsagar Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam. Polling is scheduled to be held on 9th April. This constituency represents a mix of urban and rural areas. In this assembly election, 8 candidates are in fray from this constituency. Akhil Gogoi, president of Rajaur Dal Faces, Pradeep Hazarika of Assam Gana Parishad, Kushal Duwari of BJP, Tapan Gogoi of Aam Aadmi Party and 4 independent candidates. Mr. Gogoi is a sitting MLA of this constituency, while Mr. Hazarika is a sitting MLA of Delimitation word Amguri constituency. The BJP nominated two-time former MLA of erstwhile Thovra, Kushwal Duwari for Sibsagar, though AGP is an NDA partner. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Sibsagar LAC has gone under changes in its boundaries and population. According to the Election Commission of India, Sibsagar has over 209,000 voters, over 103,000 are male and over 106,000 are female. During the 2021 elections, there were 6 candidates: Akhil Gogoi of Rajaur Dal, Surabhi Rajkunwar of BJP, Subramitra Gogoi of Congress, NCP's Ajit Hazarika and 2 independent Akhil Gogoi won the election with over 46% of votes. With Animal Huck's report from Guwahati, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Mission Karma Yogi, also known as the National Program for Civil Services Capacity Building, is a flagship initiative of the government aimed at reforming civil services through continuous learning and competency-driven training. As part of this initiative, Sadhana Saptah, a week-long capacity building program, will be observed from the 2nd to the 8th of April to promote skill enhancement and adoption of emerging technologies among government officials. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Dr. R. Balasubramaniam, member HR, Capacity Building Commission, today said that Mission Karma Yogi is playing a key role in making government officials future-ready and transforming the capacity-building ecosystem in the country. In the Khelo India Tribal Games underway in Chhattisgarh, hockey and football matches were held in Raipur on the 6th day today, while wrestling competitions took place in Ambikapur. In women's hockey, Mizoram and Odisha have entered the final. In the first semi-final, Mizoram defeated Jharkhand by 3-2 in a closely contested match. In the second semi-final, Odisha outplayed Madhya Pradesh by 8-0. In men's hockey, Jharkhand won the first semi-final, defeating Madhya Pradesh by 8-1 to secure a place in the final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah lauds efforts of paramilitary, police and people to end naxalism in the country. Says development reaching left-wing extremism affected areas. Government assures that country has sufficient stock of fertilizers, petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. Lok Sabha passes Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code Amendment Bill to address procedural delays and interpretational issues among stakeholders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Samrat Samriddhi Museum in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti tomorrow, to also launch multiple development projects worth around 20,000 crore rupees at Bav Tharad in Gujarat. And at Khelo India Tribal Games in Raipur, Mizoram and Odisha enter final in women's hockey. That's all in the news.